The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Keep those cards, letters, and tweets coming in. Sleeve did it, tweeted, no matter if it's a Republican or Democrat, politician screw, hashtag we the people all the time. And yeah, that's the problem.
And I have to address this one tweet by Andrew. 7.5 million, Chris Cruz will sleep with a congressman for $7.50.
Hey-o!
That's about true.
Shake your maracas.
You know what? That is true, because that is $7.50 I did not have.
You didn't wake up with, hey, 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Oh, yeah, especially in Miami. You know about that one.
Yeah, we ever since the restraining order, though, we can't talk about that. That and the HR request, now combined with the FCC
violations.
Look, we're skating on thin ice. Use the hashtag what I learned today. You can tweet us at TheBlazeBrad, at RealChrisCruz, at Cal79, at Doc Thompson Show as well. Whoever
that he's awake.
Is.
He's retweeting.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he sober?
That's questionable.
Yeah, okay. When he is not sober.
Right. All right, so we tried this in the first hour this morning just to see if we could come to consensus on, you know, just kind of picking something to talk about
that
isn't politics. So I've got the three words again, same ones we used before. So I'm going to, it's mummy, prisoner, or lice. Mummy, prisoner, or lice, Chris?
Mummy.
Mummy, Cal?
Okay. Lice.
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Comes out to me?
Yes.
Hmm. I think I'm going to go with prisoner.
I hate you all. I hate you. You know what? I'm just going to read all of them because, quite frankly,
all good?
They're really, really weird. Okay. Really, really weird. Most of them, anyway. So this is Albuquerque, New Mexico. A New Mexico woman has been taken to a mental hospital after the authorities went to her house and found something very strange. There's now a sign on the garage of the home warning trespassers to keep out. The house is in foreclosure. A deputy showed up to evict the owners last month. The man of the house.
You seem troubled.
This is quite troubling.
Okay.
They found the body of Thomas Huer's father, that is, on a mattress in the closet with a pillow propped under his head. He was tucked in under blankets. He had been dead for 2 years.
Ugh.
He was mummified, literally mummified.
Dead for 2 years, stuck in the closet.
In the closet. Laying there.
Is that why there's been foreclosure?
That probably has a lot to do with it. The guy's son.
They just came into the house to, like, they knew that was there, or they
they did not know that was there.
Just
they
to came foreclose.
To yes. Yes.
They
so
went
apparently,
in,
yeah.
Being evicted, checking out the house, seeing what we got here.
Oh, yeah. What was this?
There's a mummified guy in the closet.
The guy's son lives in California, but visited Albuquerque last October to introduce his father to his pregnant girlfriend. And that's when he discovered
the body.
The body.
And he left it there?
Apparently. That's,
well, what else do you do?
The woman told police her husband suffered from chronic back pain, so he often slept in the closet.
Here's the thing. You know what could have fixed that? Relief Factor.
See?
Another reason why you should take Relief Factor, because if you don't, you're going to end up
in a
mummified for
in
2 years.
Underneath blankets.
But doesn't that kind of preservation need... That doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
If you leave a body, it dies, it decomposes, and the stench is pretty much will wake the neighbors.
Uh-huh.
But so this guy lived alone?
No. He was there with his wife because the wife still lived in the house. According to a report, neighbors noticed the man hadn't been around, but when they asked his wife, she only told them that he was preparing for the ministry. Boy, there's some irony in there, isn't there?
He's soaking in the tub.
Yeah. He's kind of gross. Been coughing up bile, but refused to go to the hospital.
It'll pass, honey.
There is just authorities are now trying to determine how the man died. It's unclear if the woman will face criminal charges. But again, they took her to the loony bin.
Do you think that she every night she lay next to him and talked to him?
Probably. You know how these old people get.
So, sweetie, today was a good day.
By old, you mean over 50?
Yeah. Today was a good day. You know, I was able to finish the flower bin.
My petunias have bloomed finally.
And they look fantastic.
You would love them.
Son came over. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
I met his girlfriend.
I told him
you were preparing for the ministry. It's okay.
In other news, you can find this story on The Blaze. I don't know how I tell this without giving it away.
Rip it like a Band-Aid.
There's no way to tell it without giving it away. That'll just make your head explode anyway. Attorneys representing a Gitmo detainee are suing the creators of the CIA interrogation techniques utilized to fight the war on terror. The plaintiff is Abu Zubaydah.
Oh, yeah. Zubaydah. House cousin.
Zubaydah.
Hey, second cousin.
Oh, okay.
Zippity-doo-da. who was held in a secret CIA interrogation facility in Stair Kajukti, Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't been to Stair Kajukti, Poland?
I summer there all the time.
That is my favorite. Number one summer vacation for the Blaze workers.
Season, really.
Glenn, every morning say, have you guys been to
Stair Kajukti?
We keep saying that Doc's in Florida. He's actually in Stair Kajukti, Sweden.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's just the skiing there is unbelievable. So this guy was in that place from December 2002 to September 2003. He was then transferred to Guantanamo Bay. His attorneys are suing James Elmer Mitchell and John Bruce Jessen for their involvement in devising interrogation techniques. Apparently, they have a secret CIA facility in Poland.
Well, it's no longer secret.
Everybody knows now.
Now, they have to move it to...
I'm pretty sure everybody knows
Area
the CIA
51.
Has a secret place in every country.
Polish officials are under scrutiny for possibly creating or managing the rumored facility in Poland that the CIA runs and comes up with interrogation techniques.
I didn't know the interrogation techniques weren't that bad. What if they asked really nicely?
They probably did.
Please tell us where the other bad guys are, Mr. Terrorist. Please.
That usually works, please. Doesn't it?
Where is the terrorist cell? Where are they? Please.
If you ask me nicely, I will tell you.
I will tell you.
Okay. Where is your friends, Mohammeds?
My friends, Mohammeds? Is that a thing?
Please.
Again, in English. By the way, that's the most popular name in the world.
Mohammed.
Or it was Mohammed.
Okay, McLovin.
Buzz Killington. All right, so that was our prisoner suing. This is another good one. I hope you're eating breakfast. This is over at SIAM, the website that deals in science. How do I say this one the right way? Overexposure to insecticides is bred resistance in something that you probably wouldn't want to have resistance in. It's become harder and harder to treat the infestation.
Some sort of bug?
Yeah, some sort of bug.
It's growing immune to our techniques? Yeah.
The bug is head lice.
Oh.
We have used so many chemicals now on head lice that they have become resistant to it, and they pretty much, when you spray them with the, orazycloblossomblein?
They just like,
They shout, yeah, they open their mouth.
This is good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Throw some more on me.
I feel refreshed now. Let's go make some more lice babies.
Situation is different in Europe, where they've stopped using chemicals to kill lice and nits and use synthetic oils. You nitpicker.
That's where that phrase comes from. A nit is a baby, is really? Like an unborn lice.
Ugh, so gross.
You would pick nits.
We kind of got a scare with my daughter. We went to one of those like playhouses.
Kissing roaches?
No, we went to one of those playhouses where zillions of kids go through and jump in the bouncy house and go down the slides and all of that stuff. It was we went with me and my wife and my sister-in-law and her kid, and we got home like a couple days later. We get a call from my sister-in-law. Her daughter, my daughter's cousin, like, we found lice. You should check Zaina. So I was on her with a magnifying glass, I was looking, and I was freaking out. Luckily, though, nothing. Thank God we got away from it. We got away clean.
But just in case,
I still bathed her in that lice shampoo and all that stuff.
My oldest
son. Burned everything.
You pretty much burned the house down.
You gave her a...
My oldest, he was in preschool, and I remember driving in the car, and... I can't remember what. Somehow I had a shirt on and something itched, and I looked down and there was something shiny on my chest.
Chest or chest hair?
Chest.
Well, his chest is chest hair.
What is that? And it was it was head lice from him because I'd been holding him, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, I wanted to unzip my skin and
like a girl.
Crawl around in my skeleton. It was so
gross,
horrible. I mean, they're just nasty, and they're just so tiny. And you take the little comb and you do that. I would have thrown gasoline on myself had there been any close by.
Set yourself on fire.
Oh, it was just absolutely the worst thing. So I guess the situation. And by the way, yeah, I got accused back then, which is why I'm not married to her anymore. I got accused of getting lice the other way.
Oh, she thought you you laid with an unclean woman.
It's like, wow, really?
They call
How
that
did you go
the,
there.
You pay extra for that.
How do you go there?
She also accused me of killing her dog, which I didn't.
Really?
I didn't. I love that dog.
You're in a safe place. You can tell us the truth.
I love that dog.
Can you put your hand on
more than the wife? You like the dog more than the wife.
Can you put his hand on the Bible?
Yep, I sure can.
Did you kill the dog?
Nope. Jackson was the best dog. He was a black Labrador. Oh. I could put cheese on his nose, a block of cheese. Tell him, I didn't even have to say stay. I just hold my hand up like that. I could walk into the next room. A minute later, come back. He'd still be sitting there waiting, and I'd say, okay. And he'd throw it up in the air and catch
and
it.
And he died?
He came home, one day.
What do you mean, came home?
I came home one day, and he was dead. He was dead in the driveway.
Oh, my God.
It's a happy story, isn't it?
That's a horrible story.
Yeah, it's a horrible story. Thanks for taking me down that road.
You took yourself down that road. Started out with lice.
Actually, no, we started with mummification.
That's true. We did start
ended
with
up with a dead dog.
Reminds me of a Casey Kasem story that we can't tell. Kinsey Richards tweeted, mummification, yet another reason to come out of the closet. Hint, hint.
Chris.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got any over there?
Oh, yes, I do. No, I can't do that. No.
Cause Chris Cruz, JR15 tweeted, Chris Cruz cut half his accent yelling through the microphone. You know, he's kind of right. Your accent does kind of get lost.
Yes?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, can you hear me correctly now?
Hey, doesn't he say it's kind of gone?
So is this something I have to do all the time now?
You have to talk. Anytime you want to talk, has to be through that so we can understand what you're saying.
No wonder.
Because the other times we don't understand what you're saying. No.
Okay.
We call that the universal translator.
You think it's a megaphone. It's actually a translator, yeah.
Get a break in here. This is the Morning Blaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Now, seriously, I liked the dog. Jackson was a great dog. James Stewart just tweeted at the Blaze Brad should tell at Doc Thompson show about how to take care of that effing dog.
Tell him your secret.
I liked Jackson.
Okay. It's okay. We get it.
Again, better than the person I was married to.
Although, I got to say, I mean, on another note, if you're willing to kill a dog, it's kind of low, man.
Oh, yeah.
Doc Thompson.
Yeah, right.
He's the only guy I know who's got a problem with a Yorkie. Things like 2 pounds.
Well, to his defense, is a giant Yorkie.
A giant Yorkie?
A giant Yorkie?
I seen him.
What's a Yorkie?
I don't know. Is that a new breed of dog? A Yorkie?
Okay, sure.
You please use the megaphone so we can understand what you're saying.
A giant Yorkie.
Thank you.
A giant Yorkie? A giant Yorkie.
A big Yorkie. Better?
Yes, that's actually, I understood.
You do
it
not
that
understand
time
what I am saying.
Would you like to get in my lowrider? Take it. That's horrible. There's a company in, you remember on Seinfeld, the soup Nazi?
Yeah.
No soup for you.
Damn, that was pretty good.
We didn't practice that. No, we didn't. We should take the show on the road, which once they fire us, we'll have that opportunity. Soup Man Incorporated is based in Staten Island. They sell soups made from the recipes of Al Yegana, who was Al Yegana. You know Al.
Al Yegana, yeah, of course.
He was the guy that actually they built the Seinfeld character around.
Ah, okay.
And he came up with that catchphrase, no soup for you.
Is that same guy's got the chain in New York, the Superman chain? Very stern looking man.
Actually, let's see here. I don't know. It might not be the same company, but the company said that on Tuesday it's going to be filing for bankruptcy protection.
So it's
going away. Well, here's the interesting thing. The filing from Soupman Incorporated comes less than a month after its chief financial officer was arrested on charges of cheating the government out of employment-related taxes.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
No tax for you. CFO has pleaded not guilty.
No job for you.
No job for you either. But they said that the recent developments will not affect store shelves. They will continue to carry its products, including lobster bisque and
mulligatawny?
Yes.
Oh, look at you.
Wow.
I know my soups.
That was hot.
Hot like soup?
I was hotter than soup if you really want to get right down to it.
Mulligatawny.
I like that.
Why do you have so many computers?
Well, I'm testing.
You go back and forth. I'm looking at you here.
Two computers in front of him.
And my phone.
And his phone.
In front of me. There's their safety blankets.
I'm going to tweet a picture out. I don't know why you have so much, you know.
I'm going to
tell you this. You know, there's the computer can have the ability to open multiple windows.
Yeah,
yes.
So you don't have multiple tabs in one window. And you don't have to go back and forth because I see you. So you have the story on that one.
Well, I do.
The WordPress. Right. But then the story is on the second computer.
Well,
you know, you could do that in one computer.
Why. I'm testing. I'm running an A-B test this morning because I have a MacBook Air and a MacBook Pro. And I think the MacBook Air is very slow, and it is very slow, and I've proven that to myself this morning. But my MacBook Pro is old, so I'm trying to find an excuse to buy a new one.
Oh, okay, Mr. Moneybags. You got two of them, and you want to buy a third.
I want to sell these two.
And it's from 2011. And
That's what this one is.
I got one. It's from 2 years ago.
I feel how heavy this thing is. It weighs a ton.
But it works great.
Because you still have a CD-ROM.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have a CD-ROM on mine.
It works as a self-defense mechanism if you need to smack someone with it.
I need one.
The thing weighs 100 pounds.
Yeah, look, donate Kirk needs one. He wants to sell him one.
Oh.
Fred?
Yeah. I only want $5,000 for it. Yeah. $5,000. We can negotiate.
$1,100.
I used to think that was a number, 11. I really did. So the duck ramps, all right, so it's sort of a, it's not really an update to the duck ramp, but it kind of is, because if you remember a few weeks ago, we told you about the duck ramps in D.C., that they actually built these ramps for the ducks. That was at the Capitol building.
Yeah.
So they built the ramps so the ducks didn't have to, you know, jump over
or fly.
When we were down in San Antonio, I was sitting there next to the river watching the ducks jump 2 feet out of the water onto the concrete.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then jump back in and flap their wings, and they like stay in the air for a minute. When they flap their wings, it was really weird.
They look really
exerted.
Yeah,
that's how birds work.
They look like, wow, I really wish we had a ramp here.
How bird works.
If only we had a ramp. And I mean, let me just tell you, ducks will find a way, but we as humans decided that we needed to build ramps for them in D.C. But now, I think, see, they tried to tie this in, but it didn't work. But apparently, ducks in D.C. are having a very hard time.
They're over dying.
At the Lincoln Memorial, though.
They're dying.
Right.
Because 80 ducks are dead as of June 9.
And if we were dishonest, we would tell you it's because of the ramps. But it's not.
Well,
it's not
the first story that we saw is blaming the ramps. Right.
They tried to blame it on the ramps. But it's not.
And it literally took us two more seconds to find out the reason that the ducks are dying is because of snails. So there might be an internal war.
So the snails are
the snails
like
have waged war on the ducks.
Beating the crap out of the ducks?
Beating the crap out of the ducks via parasites.
I knew it.
Who would have thought those tiny, slow, slimy animals, insects?
Mollusks? Are they technically a mollusk?
I think so.
Okay.
A mollusk.
Kill a four times bigger animal.
See, what this is going to require.
Okay. I like this.
I think I might have an
idea. Solution?
Now, this is going to be a little sensitive in today's climate.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's really.
I'm sitting on the edge of the seat.
What we do.
Chris is literally on the edge of his seat.
Is I think we need to provide the ducks.
Okay.
With guns loaded with salt.
Whoa.
To shoot the snail.
Salt guns, shoot the snail. You ever seen a snail with salt?
Yes.
Boom. Done.
Ducks don't have fingers.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Most of the morning to stay away from D.C. until it came to the ducks.
Yeah.
I like and that.
Only the Morning Blaze audience can turn a snail versus a duck into fascinating content.
Yeah, we're taking all of the listeners on tour with us when we go across every one of them.
So, Cal, read the anonymous one because that's where the good tweets started coming right after that one.
Where to go.
Anonymous is spelled A.
Yeah, anonymous sources tweeted, hashtag what I learned today. Quote, we need sharks with freaking lasers to handle the snail problem. And it's a gif of Dr. Evil.
Okay, then Austin after that, Powers. All the tweets just get better and better. The C42 tweeting out, the ducks should deploy IDs, a.k.a. beer traps.
That's good.
Dead last TMB listener, the snails versus the mighty ducks is an all-new hockey movie. And lastly, Gail Justin Mom tweeting out, Chris Cruz sizes estimates are off. A duck only four times bigger than a snail? That's a mighty big snail. Hashtag size matters.
What did the snail say on the back of the turtle? Wee! So in San Francisco and... wow, he's so easy. So easy. So good for the ego. Rents in San Francisco and Silicon Valley are really, really, really getting out of hand thanks to, places like Google and Facebook and all of that. Google is now being forced to bring in housing.
Wow.
People in Twitter employees, for example, feel like they're barely scraping by. Some even are qualifying for low income and receiving subsidies, making as much as $160,000.
Are you serious? They're qualifying for low-income subsidies at $160,000 a year?
Into six figures, yeah. Google's parent company, Alphabet, has come up with a patch. It is it's paying about $30 million to provide temporary prefab housing for 300 of its employees.
Wow. It's gotten so bad. And, I mean, technically, they're the reason it's so bad.
Yes.
All the tech companies are the reason.
There are
the prices have gone through the roof.
They're making modular housing. Essentially, built elsewhere, just trucked in and set down.
It's like a trailer, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but there is some prefab housing that looks really good. I don't have a picture of any. Sorry. No, that's not. You don't want to look at that.
I just screwed. I just
but
send Nessie so I can see the pictures.
Let's see if I can find some good prefab housing. There are a couple. The good news is there are a couple of companies, like one's called Factory OS, that is a startup making new homes. So there's actually there's another enterprise rising out of the out of this one. Listen to the rents right now in as of May 2017 in San Jose. Average apartment rent $2,842.
For a what?
One bedroom in San Jose.
One bedroom, one bath?
One bedroom, one bath. Average two-bedroom apartment rents for $3,115.
Jeez. That's worse than Manhattan almost.
Oh, it's absolutely... I mean, it's got to be worse than Manhattan.
I mean, certain parts of Manhattan are just as expensive, but yeah, it's that's insane.
I mean, some of these houses, these prefab houses, they've come a long way, and some of these are little houses, but... I mean, there's some really kind of cool prefab stuff.
And these guys are making so much money. Mm-hmm. It's insane that they can't afford rents.
Yeah. Tenants $700 a month. They're actually building modular technology to save tenants $700 a month in rent because of reduced construction costs. So this is actually being a boost for the prefab housing market.
That's a good thing. Yeah. I read about this guy who he got a job at Google, making really good money, and the rents were so ridiculous. So he bought a what are those vans called? It's not a van. It's like a step up from a van. It's like those trucks.
RV?
No, it's like a truck.
Yeah, what are those called? Not caravans.
It's like I don't know what they're called, but they're like bigger than a van, but not as big as a truck. So it's got like one of those ice cream delivery kind of things.
Oh,
you know?
Box van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he converted it basically into like a mini little studio apartment. He lived out of it, and he just parked in the Google parking lot and lived out of it.
And kept saved
himself about like $3,000 a month on rent.
There was a guy here. He doesn't work here anymore, but there was a guy here that was going to do that. He wanted to sell his house where he lived and then buy basically a motorhome, but one of those really stripped down ones, and then just kind of outfit it and park it out behind the studio here.
I mean, if you think about it, if you're a single young person, all you need is a bed and a bathroom, you know, and you can make it for a couple of years and you bank all your money.
Yeah.
You know, I would do that.
That's not a bad idea at all. Doc tweeted this out this morning, and this happened on Tuesday. The government issued a rare alert on the activities of a hacking group called Hidden Cobra.
The Hidden Cobras.
I'm not sure to play this one straight or not. saying the group is part of the North Korean government, more attacks are likely. A joint alert from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation said that cyber actors of the North Korean government had targeted the media, aerospace, and financial sectors, as well as critical infrastructure in the United States and globally. It's
globalist.
North Korea routinely denied involvement in cyber attacks against other countries. North Korean mission to the United Nations was not immediately available for comment. Are they ever?
Are they ever really?
Really? They say that the Hidden Cobra has compromised a range of victims since 2009, and that some intrusions had resulted in thefts of data while others were disruptive. The group's capabilities include denial of service attacks, which basically sends junk traffic to a server to knock it offline, keyloggers, remote access tools, and several variants of malware. So they're actually doing something behind that's maybe that's what's going on with the missiles, is that the missiles are just, you know, watch what's going on over here, because that's all the colorful stuff. And over here, on the other hand,
where Jason Buttrell was, we were talking about that the missiles, how some of them have failed. He thinks it's us hacking into their missile defense and putting like malware in their missiles,
causing them not to reach the destination.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. They say the average car now has more technology on it than the space module that went to the moon.
Right.
That's fascinating, by the way.
Or your cell phone has more tech than the spaceship into the moon.
Yeah, and the missiles are, they're computer guided. The things that they can do, the way that they can find their target, look for it, and then hit it, and it's amazing. So I guess if you could hack into those computers somehow, it would it'd behoove you. But they are apparently, North Korea is doing that.
Since 2009.
Since 2009, exactly. That is.
So why are we focusing on Russia hacking and Russia leakage and collusion and not focusing on the North Korea?
That's a good question.
Is that too political for
Pay
you?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
What again? What do you do about it?
Well, you heard Dennis Rodman, obviously we know, right. went to North Korea. Yeah. Did you hear the gift he gave Kim Jong-un?
No, what was the gift?
Is that what they're calling it these days?
He gave him a book.
What book?
A very specific book.
What book?
The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump.
Did he?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Are you serious?
He did, yeah.
Wow! Okay, maybe he's using it as like a code book. Maybe it's like, go to page 67, line 3, you know, maybe that's...
Like the first letter of every third sentence...
Yeah.
Drawn out, we'll spell out a message.
I'm Ronery.
Ronery.
So Ronery.
I am so Ronery.
And just because I can, I wanted to tell everybody about this story. It's on the Blaze. Elderly man brutalized by a United employee. The shocking incident caught on tape.
Again?
Yeah.
Yes.
This
I
is
saw
a
that.
Good one.
That is.
Oh, man. So United Airlines passenger Ronald Tigner of... Houston, Texas, filed a lawsuit against the airline. Apparently, this has been a couple of years ago, but it's just now the video is getting out. He was violently shoved to the ground by a United employee in a 2015 incident. The video of the incident surfaced on the internet Tuesday, immediately went viral. According to a station down there, the incident occurred at George Bush International Airport, July 2015. After 71-year-old Tigner approached a United employee at a check-in kiosk to acquire about a new boarding pass. So the report says that the United employee, Alejandro Anastasia, wasn't that the name of the stripper? Remember that thing yesterday?
Kid stripper?
Remember the eight-year-old who's...
His name was Queen something?
Anastasia, yeah. Whatever. So apparently Alejandro Anastasia refused the man's request for help, claiming that he was too busy. Quote, "Can't you see we're busy?" End quote. Anastasia purportedly asked. Tigner then allegedly told Anastasia to wipe that smile off your face. And in response, Anastasia swore at Tigner, pushing him to the ground. And the poor guy does not get back up for several minutes. Another traveler approached and told airport employees to call 911. I mean, this guy's 71 years old. Nobody even stopped to take his pulse. They literally left him laying there like a piece of garbage.
So wait, the guy asked for a boarding pass. The guy's like, "We're busy right now. Can't you see?" Mm-hmm. The other guy said, "Wipe that smile off your face."
And then pushed him down.
The employee told the old guy, "Wipe that smile off your face." The old guy told the employee, "Wipe that smile off your face." And then the employee pushed him down to the ground, and he didn't get back up. He left.
Yeah.
There.
By the way, it was Lactasia.
Lactasia. I knew it was Lactasia, Anastasia.
And when he fell down to the ground, fighters. What, he was...
Mujeres luchadores.
Was it like a heart issue or something? Or he just...
That's a good question. He's seeking more than $1 million in damages, citing negligence on the airline's part.
Like he was looking for a payday, maybe?
I don't know. But still... You go up to an airline, and this has happened to me before, where I've gone up to the desk there, and they have just been, I mean, I had literally one of them say, "I don't care whether you get on the plane or not, I still get paid."
Which is one of the reasons why I started a Twitter campaign against Spirit Airlines when they told me, "Just get in line." "Yeah, but you canceled my flight." "Just get in line." "Yeah, but I need your help." "You did not hear me? Get in line."
They just don't care, with the exception of Southwest. That's the
only one you've had good.
I love Southwest.
American Airlines. I like American.
Yeah. But the problem with Spirit is the chairs on Spirit Airlines are like plastic folding chairs.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have to folded. Because according to them, they're flat bear rate. Something
flat
like
rate
that.
Bear.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so United, hey, good luck in the industry.
Stop the leakage.
Stop the leakage and stop pushing people down. I don't care what your excuse is. There's no excuse for pushing somebody down.
No, obviously not to get physical anyway.
Not at all. I don't care what the guy called you. I'm not excusing, but, you know.
I don't know these employees or what they go through or anything like that. You have to think about, though, that they're the first line when an annoyed passenger comes over, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they get berated and they get, you know, treated like crap, too. Not to justify how they act, But a little bit, I can see after like, you know, 60 people coming and berating you for something that's not your fault,
right?
Like a flight got rerouted or right. canceled or you needed something.
Yeah, I can understand.
I can see him being turd, you know, but don't be rude.
Don't condone it. You know what the poor guy, Tegner, could use?
What?
Some relief factor.
Yes.
Because I guarantee you he hurt after they pushed him down. Relief factor. The great
he hurt
thing,
so bad he couldn't get back up.
Exactly. Relief factor, no joke, actually works. If you suffer from chronic pain of any sort, if you suffer from back knee pain, it helped me when I had foot surgery. Basically, it's not magic. What it does is it's an all-natural anti-inflammatory. Could you take, you know, like acetaminophen? Sure. But read the labels on those bottles. See what the side effects are. And then read the warning label on, oh, wait, there isn't one on relief factor. Because it's all natural. The only thing you have to worry about when you take relief factor is the pain goes away. And then you don't know what to do with yourself because you got all this energy. Literally, I've heard people say that before. They've actually felt so good. He's like, kind of overdid it the next day. That's the one thing you have to be careful about. Know your limitations. Want a 3-week quick start pack? Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. If you're in pain, the answer is relieffactor.com.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Why do they always talk?
Alrighty.
No. All right, you sick, twisted freak. That's where I'm going with.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Change it up a little bit.
Nice.
Time to find out what, if anything, you learned today. I learned that everybody pays for it, including congressmen who apparently pay up to $7.5 million for it. I also learned that you can get it from Chris Cruz for a lot less. Oh, and speaking of Chris Cruz, I also learned he speaks English if he's talking through a megaphone.
Yes, I do.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Cal 79, what did you learn, if anything, today?
I learned back when chat rooms first started on the internet, Brad did a lot of, quote, investigating with the miners. Hey-o.
Minor leagues. Wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
I also learned that the only way to understand Chris Cruz is through a megaphone, apparently. It's the only way to get what he's saying.
Yes.
And finally, I learned there's a war brewing in D.C., and it's between snails and ducks. And only the future will tell who will survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Kirk, spinning the dials radio style for us, what did you learn today?
I learned that if a congressman is sleeping with an airline lobbyist, is it bad if she's hot?
I hope. I mean, if you're going to go there, she better be hot.
Good question. Chris Cruz, what did our listeners learn today?
You got Stephen English learning. We must unleash the G.I. Joe on the hidden cobras.
I like that.
Kinsey Richards also said, giving ducks salt-loaded guns will make an accessory to assault with a deadly weapon.
All right, sorry I didn't get to those procrastination numbers this morning.
Unbelievable.
I'll get to them tomorrow. What's coming up tomorrow?
Talking to Dr. Jeffrey Rubin about what fathers really want on Father's Day. Father's Day is this weekend. So he's going to tell us what exactly we should be getting dad.
What about what's coming up?
Coming up on Glenn, I believe Senator, where is it?
Loudermilk?
Representative Gary Palmer of Alabama on the GOP baseball team. Glenn's wearing polka dots, and he looks really good in it.
Morning Blaze, Chris Cruz production, Sex Separate Tyrannus.
Good night, Steve Cannon, wherever you are.
Steve Bannon.
With Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.